right, I'll go first. How hard was it after you made the first couple picks here today to have to wait for a couple hours? And how hard did you push to get an added picker to, or did you sit there?
I couldn't just sit there. But it was extremely difficult. Never want to go through that again. We tried to see if we can get some movement, but had no takers. So we made our picks. We had to wait until round 7.
By move, did you mean to move out of 5 to get some extra?
Yes, I move out of 4 to try to pick up some extra, yes.
You talk all the time about character and the type of player and young people that you want on this team.
Yes.
Today you went for some players who had some issues in college, either with their team or rare occasion with the law. Right. Is that just a case of you get to day 3 and there aren't perfect people left and you have to give up something? Or what's your thinking when you take a player like that?
Well, it's twofold. One, it's always a chance to redeem himself. And when we get a situation where you give a player an opportunity, a second chance, especially when, as of late, the issues has not been like it was in the past for them, if they learn from it, or sometimes a player really feels remorse when he did make a mistake. The key is, how do you feel after you conversate with the kid and meet with him and talk to all the people that you need to talk to as far as who know him, and just trying to get a better feel for that particular player. And when you can come away from it saying, I'm going to give him a chance or I'm not, that's when you make a decision, and that's why we made that decision on a couple of the guys today. And we did that, you know, I know you guys asked one time about Stacy last year, and that was the situation that we felt after speaking with Stacy, speaking to all the people down there, we felt comfortable at that time to do that.
Specifically with Shelby, how difficult is it to evaluate a guy who doesn't play at all this past year and don't have any film from a year yet, judge what he's been doing and all that? How difficult is that process?
Well, it was hard from the standpoint that you don't have current film, but he has a ton of film from the year before, so you know what kind of player he is from his earlier year's tape. And then we were there at the pro day, and we got that on film. So we kind of know his conditioning and what he looked like at the time, and we knew what he played like. And that's the only reason we drafted him, because we liked the way he played. And we were comfortable with him and, you know, trying to grow from that situation.
Going back to Derek Carr, was there any thought to trade back up to try and get Manziel or Bridgewater, or was that not really a thought in your guys' process?
Well, I wanted the picks, so it was some teams calling, seeing if we want to move up. But I was okay with just sitting there and taking the best player.
And what stood out for you as far as Carr goes? Why did you like Carr so much in the whole pre-draft process?
Well, in evaluating him, we thought he could definitely could throw the ball. I mean, he was athletic. You know, all the things that we were looking for in the quarterback, we felt like he had, you know, and he played different styles of offense. He played on the center. Of course, he played in the spread offense. But the bottom line, he was an extremely smart football player. He knew how to read defenses. He was one of those guys that you knew he knew how to play the position. So when we had a chance to get a really good player, we jumped at it.
You've said, Reggie, that you can't really judge a draft for at least like 3 years to judge right. The player. But does this year feel different at the end of the day as opposed to last year and your first year at the end of those drafts?
Well, you know, from the standpoint, especially the first 2 days, the way it went when guys fell to us that we liked, you know. It may have not failed for other teams as far as how they perceived the players we picked. But from the players we picked, we had them on the board at that point. They were the best player. And when you get it like that, we felt really good. And to get Khalil, to get Carr, to get Big Gabe, we were very excited because of the way it fell to us. And we felt like we wanted to make today just as good as the other two. And we felt good about today. So it does it feel any different? A little bit, especially early the way it fell. So we were excited.
You go by the board, but obviously you think five defensive guys today. You think Khalil with your first round pick. You did a lot of free agents on the defensive side of the ball. How much of a priority was that side of the ball this entire draft and this offseason?
Well, it was important. I mean, we wanted to upgrade the offense. We wanted to upgrade both sides of the ball, but we really wanted to try to upgrade both fronts, which we think we did. And, you know, we just want to be a better defense, you know, and we attacked that this offseason.
McGill, the corner you took, he played some safety as well. Do you envision him as a corner, or is that not necessarily sorted out yet?
Corner. He's a big corner. That's what we drafted him for.
And then your other corner, Carey, mm-hmm. He returns kicks as well, right?
Punts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that part of your thinking with him?
Yeah.
Justin Ellis, the defensive tackle you took in the fourth round, he had said that Terrell Williams had talked to him pretty early on, and I was just wondering, it was one of those things where did you guys see this guy like a long time ago, or was it something his off season that really kind of put him in your guys' sights?
No, we had evaluated him for quite some time. But one thing with Coach Terrell, he gets to know the kids, and you know, Justin is not the only one that he got close to, but he really he took an interest and try to find out more about him because he didn't know too much about him, and he liked him from day one, and so did we.
His weight at one point apparently was in the 390s back earlier in college. I think he was in the 330s for the combine, and now he's already back at 346, and he says he tends to fluctuate a lot. How much is that a concern?
Keep him away from home. he's home with mama. You know, his family. So, you know, these guys are young, 22 years. He's not going to go around eating salad all day. So he'll get here. He'll get in a nutrition plan, and he'll be fine.
On the plus side of that, I mean, I think you've been talked before about how you like guys with girth and power. When you add him and Gabe on the offensive line,
right.
What does that do for you guys in terms of a team that kind of
works out
a little bit?
It makes us a bigger and stronger and hopefully more physical and dominant team. We want to do the pushing around, and you do that with big people.
You didn't take a wide receiver over the course of the draft. Were you just comfortable with the core that you have kind of as the draft went along, that maybe that the guys you have may have been better than what was available? Like, what was your thinking there kind of as the draft went on and you still didn't have one?
Yeah, we like who we have, but, you know, when the board falls to where the receivers at that time were not high on the board, we're not going to reach down and take a receiver. But I would have liked to add a receiver. I would have, but it just didn't fall that way.
Hey, Reggie, he obviously he must not have been on your board for you not to take him when you took another defensive end, but what are your thoughts on Michael Sam being drafted and I guess kind of making history?
Well, you know, that's one of those deals that, you know, for one, the player, you know, as far as we're concerned, you know, we evaluated every player, you know, just like one like the other. And I was happy to see him get drafted. But we, you know, we just always stay true to our evaluation process. And if we deem him this type player, whether it's free agent, first round, or reject, we don't care what his circumstances are. We evaluate the guy, and that's where we put him on the board.
I know in the past, undrafted free agents are something you usually don't normally address, possibly until they show up for rookie camp. But in the case of George Atkinson III, who has already put out on his Twitter that he's with the Raiders, can you confirm that signing?
Well, the one thing I cannot do is confirm the signings because we don't have, you know, we're in the process of trying to get all the agreements done verbally, and it's a rat race when it comes to that because the kids change their minds so many times, and when other teams, it's a recruiting process to where, you know, we may have thought we had a deal 5 minutes later, 15 minutes later. We don't. So we tend to wait until we get the signed document and then announce it.
But you probably have some good information on him.
Yes. And he better not renege.
Carey had a couple of pretty significant injuries in college. I assume that your medical staff checked him out. But does that injury raise a red flag for you, even if the player's healthy at the time that you look at him?
Yes, it really did. Because we think he was probably a better player than when we drafted him. And that's probably one of the reasons, you know, he was rehabbing also from the off-season injury during the season. So, but yeah, we take that into account. But he's ready to go. He passed our physical.
Going back to Harris, did you scout him 2 years ago and kind of file it away? And what do you like about him? What stands out for you?
No, I did not scout him, but my our college scout in that area, he did, and he really liked him. He really liked him. He's a football player. You know, he's one of those guys who knows how to use his hands, and he finds the football. You know, some guys just have it, you know, the instinct to locate the ball and get there. He did a very good job of that.
Once you see a guy like Harris, once you see what he can do on the field, your scouts check him out, what do you want to see from him when you speak to him?
Well, number one, I want to see the same thing as far as on the field. I want to see the same things I saw on the film. Now, off the field, I want him to be just as eager to learn, just as eager to get with his teammates and try to be the best practice player in the weight room, on the field, that he possibly could be in the meeting room. Learn it and minimize the mistakes. I just want him, all of those guys, to show the staff, their teammates, that they want to be here for the duration.
Was there anything specific about Harris that really stood out to you that said this guy's got the on field, he's got the off field, he's our guy?
Well, instincts. It seemed like he was, for whatever reason, he naturally found the football. You know, so that was one thing that just jumped out.
If you take this draft as a whole, just your initial impressions, do you feel like you've added depth, you know, that may be able to help you in different ways in 2014 in terms of your top picks? Do you feel like these are guys that can at least step in, work, and possibly contribute in some way, in some fashion?
Yeah, I'm hopeful for that. I felt like, you know, we got guys that could do more than just compete, you know, that they're going to they're going to fight to try to win a job, you know, whatever it is. Whether it's a key backup role or a key special team role or really push a starter or try to start, you know. I think we got some guys that are focused on doing that.
The Raider Nation has been following this draft for the past 3 days. Do you have a message for them about the selections and what they can foresee?
Well, my message is, for one, from top to bottom, we felt like we got true Raiders, guys who love football, guys who really want to be physical. We feel like we got some great size, guys who can play with some power, and we got some guys that can run. You know, we got big corner, big offensive lineman, big D lineman. You know, we wanted to get bigger. We wanted to be more physical, because we feel that's the Raider way, and we think we did that this weekend.
Were you reluctant in any way, considering you wanted guys to make an impact right away, to use a second-round pick, a 36 pick, on a player that, you know, that you guys have said is not going to start, that Matt Schaub is the starting player here?
I wasn't reluctant at all, because of what we had the player graded. We thought he was a really good football player.
On that same note, did you come into this draft wanting to get a quarterback of the future? Do you think you've done that?
Not necessarily the quarterback of the future, but if a guy showed when we picked that we felt comfortable when that time came, we was going to pick him, you know. And going into it, we felt like it was some good players, not only at the quarterback position, but a lot of positions. That's why we were ready to take some good players, especially in that first, second day.
When you have a guy like Mac, how is that going to impact maybe how you guys use or the playing time that a guy like C.O. Moore has, who seems to play that same Sam linebacker spot? Is that going to affect what C.O. does?
You know, it's going to do a little bit of that, but one thing what our defensive staff can do, they know how to get the best players on the field and figure out different ways to move them around and put them in their best positions that they can make plays. So he'll figure, as long as we get them some good players, just get them all on the field and figure out how to, where to position them, you know.